We're staying with a story now that Darren mentioned a little earlier, the County Roscommon sisters, Aoife and Lisa O'Rourke, who both bagged silver medals last night in the IBA World Boxing Championships in Serbia. Perhaps not the goals they might have wanted, but a huge achievement for them and for Irish boxing. Aoife, the older of the sisters and a two-time Olympian, was beaten by the Russian boxer Shamanova Anastasia in the 75-kilogram division. Lisa, the 2022 world champion, she took second in the 70-kilogram division, beaten by another Russian athlete, Elena Gapashina. It was the first time that both sisters had made a world final at the same time in the same tournament. Paddy Sharkey is co-founder and coach at their local boxing club in Castlerean, County Roscommon. Paddy, good morning.
Good morning, how are you doing?
This is a fantastic achievement by these two remarkable young women. Will you tell us a little bit about Aoife and Lisa and what drives them on?
Oh, look, they started in Castlerean years ago. And they started winning a few contests and it was all fun at the beginning and then they realised how good they could be. And won a couple of Irish titles and they started from there, you know. And look, I think the love of boxing just keeps them driving and it's hard to explain what keeps them driving.
Yeah.
I don't know, because it's a tough sport. It's a tough sport to be in.
And
but
of course,
absolutely mighty girls.
It has come at a time for them where there's been great models for Irish women in boxing. You know, Kelly just with her double goals in the Olympics, to mention just one. But the level of skill and the standard and the continuity they have to maintain to keep that standard up, that's quite phenomenal.
That is, yeah. Like, you know, to be fair, and the commitment.
Yeah.
The commitment these girls put in, they leave their home maybe at 5 o'clock on a Monday morning and don't come back till a Friday evening up to the High Performance in Dublin there. And they spend a week up there training day in, day out. And to come away with two silver medals in the world, you know, in a world championship, it's outrageous when you think of it. Like if you were to weigh it up, like Ireland is like a small village compared to Russia, like to fit into a small part of it. And to have two girls in a population of a Castlerean town of maybe 5,000 people to come away with two silver medals back to their county. Sure, it's...
I can feel your pride coming down the telephone line to us this morning. And what does it mean then for the club and for the young boxers that are coming through to you? It must be a tremendous influence. You must be inundated with membership applications, are you?
We have a lot of young ones wanting to join. Sure, it's great. Any type of sport is great for kids, you know, rather than being on the PlayStation and stuck in the rooms every day. No matter what sport they're at, it's brilliant. And to get young kids coming into the boxing club, and you get a young boy or a young girl to come in and they'll flash and they'll, geez, you say, this could be another O'Rourke. After a month, it could be gone, but it's great while it lasts. Do you know what I mean? It's great while it lasts. So it is, and they're big role models around Castlerean and around the province. So they are. They're absolute outstanding two young girls.
Do you think, Paddy, there'll be plans for a homecoming? Will you give them a special welcome if they pop into the club?
They will. They'll do something for them. Surely to God, yeah, there'll be something done when they come home. I'm not too sure what time they'll come here. Early tomorrow. So, we'll do something for them, all right. Let the people come and shake their hand and see their medals then.
And it's their continuous consistency is amazing. I mean, this isn't their first rodeo, you know, a double Aoife, a two times Olympian, Lisa, a world champion back in 2022. What's next, do you know, in their plans?
Well, I'm not too sure. Is there another IBA Worlds in London in a couple of months' time? Maybe they might try for that. I don't know what the High Performance has in mind for them. Maybe that could be another road for them. Hopefully the two of them will stay with it and maybe try for another Olympics.
I know
it seems a long road now at the minute, but the time flies it, you know, and you don't feel these couple of years going. Like Aoife is just back, like she's after winning three of her four bouts there. She's just back from an Olympic loss. And to see what she can do, you know, just with such short time, what could you do in 3 years' time if
indeed
she sticks with
phenomenal
it?
Paddy,
you know?
Paddy, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Paddy Sharkey there, joining us from Castlerean in County Roscommon.